Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Police say an Instagram post brought too many teenagers to downtown Detroit last night. WWJ News Radio 950's Charlie Langton is live and local with a story, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Tom. Yeah, it was about 1,000 teenagers. They were seen last night near Campus Martius and the Detroit Riverwalk. And you're right, that Instagram post apparently invited people to, quote, settle their beefs. Not sure exactly what that means, but police had to shut down parts of downtown and officers made 40 arrests. Most of those arrests were for loitering or fighting. Now, some, and most, I should say, were not wearing masks or practicing social distancing. According to one police officer, the teens just wanted to not be quarantined anymore. Police say that a 10 p.m. curfew will now be strictly enforced. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
12 Oaks Mall and Great Lakes Crossing are going to reopen their doors to shoppers this morning at 11. Management at both places say extensive cleaning and disinfecting will be taking place with a focus on high-touch and high-traffic areas. Masks and social distancing encouraged. Hand sanitizer stations will be all over the place. At the same time, children's play areas will be closed, along with drinking fountains and some seating at those malls.
A playbook to help some business owners as they reopen. Here's WWJ's health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
Evu Matsushevsky is the CEO of MetNet One Health Solutions, a healthcare management organization. As we begin a new normal, whatever type of business you're in, three areas must be addressed.
You have to take care of your physical plant, your facility, and you have to also take care of your people, and then you have to take care of your customers.
To do that, pre-plan and use a team approach.
Who's going to go ahead and make sure that areas are wiped down? Who do you turn to if there is an issue with an employee or someone coming into your business or your practice that might exhibit signs of COVID?
To get a copy of the MetNet One playbook, go to metnetone.net. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Attention gamblers, a Las Vegas casino owner with a Detroit connection wants to fly out on his dime. Let's go live to WWJ's Rob St. Mary for the story. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Roberta. That would be Derek Stevens, and he's the owner of the D Las Vegas.
Because Las Vegas needs you. Our community needs you. We're just trying to do our share, keep America flying, keep Las Vegas rolling.
The 1,000 free flights will take off from several major hub cities, including Detroit, between June 3rd and the 5th. The flights are one way, so travelers will have to figure a way back home, as well as any additional costs, such as, you know, your baggage. Information on the free ticket giveaway can be found at the D Las Vegas website. Reporting live and local, Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
Which vehicles have the most fatal crashes, and which have the least? Here's WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert, who says that there is a trend developing.
The GMC Yukon, Range Rover Evoque, and Lexus NX among those with the fewest fatal crashes in 2017. The Ford Fiesta, Hyundai Accent, and Chevy Sonic among those with the most. Joe Nolan is vice president of research at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
The smallest, lightest vehicles on the road tend to have the highest death rates, and the larger vehicles and vehicles with a lot of safety content that are also large have very low death rates.
Nolan says there's only so much you can do to offset the laws of physics. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Ugly allegations against several UAW leaders. A top-ranking union rep, Patricia Morris Gibson, has filed a suit accusing several union leaders of repeatedly propositioning her, grabbing her, kissing her against her will. She says after she complained, they cut her salary by 50%.
A guilty plea expected in federal court today, an ongoing investigation into corruption in Macomb County government. Former Deputy Drain Commissioner Dino Bucci has been charged with bribery, money laundering, and extortion. Yesterday, former Public Works Commissioner Anthony Morocco was charged with extortion. U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the pair ran a 20-year pay-to-play scheme, shaking down builders and contractors for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Candace Miller was elected to replace Morocco in 2016. She says Bucci was Morocco's big man. Everyone knew it.
I think there was a bit of a tone that was set in the public works office, and some of the people that might have been thinking that that was the way to go thought, well, geez, he's getting away with it year after year. Why not? So I think this really sort of brings closure to a bad chapter in the county.
22 people have been convicted in the corruption probe so far.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.